Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome in to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Mark Walters off for one more day. He's getting some R&R, hopefully, as everything's going swell with the family, it sounds like. So appreciate him letting me jump in. I'm Andy Hoosier, hailing out of Wichita, Kansas, on the Big Talker KQAM, is where my flagship station is. And I love being able to fill in again one more day with you here on the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour airwaves. We had a lot of fun yesterday as we try to expose the progressives on a daily basis, as we try and expose them for what their real agendas are. And we already know what it is, because now they're just bold-faced liars and they've come out and tried to admit what their actual agenda is, while at the same time trying to say that's not what it's about. And it was a lot of fun yesterday, and we had a blast with that. And I appreciate you hanging out with us yesterday and for today as well. I found a piece that continues to show, and I mean, it's not very hard. If you look through the mainstream media, if you look through, I don't know, just the regular news cycle, if you do any research above and beyond what the news cycle gives you with the headline and then the 20 little talking heads. Do you notice, by the way, the talking heads on media, on the news, on TV? It sounds like the chatty Kathy hens that sit there at the salon. Blah, 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 blah. They never stop. And it's about ridiculousness. And then they have the clapping seals in the background that think it's a wonderful thing. And this, it's really got to be a sideshow. And I don't watch it anymore. We actually just talking off the air a minute before we came on about the fact that I don't even own cable. I don't watch it because I can't deal with it. I do enough and I follow enough of it just by doing the show prep for my morning show on KQAM. I do enough by doing research on the issues myself. And when I get a chance, I try and read a book. I don't get a whole lot of an opportunity to do so. But when I try, I'd love to be able to do so. And if you do just a shred of research on your own, without the academics telling you at the universities that you're a bunch of racists and that you are the Western civilization's a terrible, horrible thing, and if you actually just research on your own, then you would actually probably become smarter than about 80% of the population right now, which is sad, because I'm one that wants everybody to be engaged. Everybody, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity or anything else that may come along as a protected class in society today. I want everybody to be informed. I want everybody to be active. And if you listen to the progressives, they've come out many times about, as you know, with the hashtag MeToo movement, about the rape culture and the fact that women are still being oppressed in society, and the fact that women don't have the right salaries, and the fact that women are still being treated poorly, and the fact that men still dominate society and the corporations and the workplace and everything of the sort, that it's a terrible, horrible world for women, and that we should all feel really, really bad because they're victims. Remember that? We should remember the whole, yeah. We should remember the whole victimhood thing. That's what it's about. It's all victimhood. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday, about how everybody wants to be that special victim. I found an opinion piece that I thought was really, really great, because while we talk about the hashtag MeToo movement, and then it transitions into the national March for Our Lives movement that we saw over the weekend, when we talk about the rights of women, the equality and how important that is, and which side actually honestly protects and defends the right for everybody, even as a woman. Which side does that? Show of hands, I want to see. Which side actually says, I support women's rights and I'm going to protect you when you are going through a hard time. I'm going to protect you in the workplace. I'm going to defend you and let you defend yourself if something ever happened to you. If we have a rape culture right now, which is what the progressives say. Now, obviously, people do stupid things. Duh. And do we need to punish them appropriately? Absolutely. There are bad people in the world, which is why we have shootings happening in the world as well. Because there are bad people that wish to do bad things. What would be the response to that? Do we do what the progressives have done with the guns? Oh, you know what? There's a mass shooting. Let's take away the guns. Instead of say, let's focus on the bad people and find ways to protect ourselves for the good people. That would be the normal response. They say, let's just take guns away and then everybody will be happy, because then the bad guys won't have a way to actually harm you, and then we can live in kumbaya human history. When it comes to women, do you, if someone gets raped or if there's a rape culture, they have gone to saying that we need to ban men, essentially. Many of them have. That men, just by a guy looking at a girl, is now rape culture. You looking at her You saying that she's pretty, you coming to work and your coworker redid her hair last night because she went to the salon and spent $80 or $100 on her hair, and you go into work and she's there and she's flaunting the fact that she did her hair because she's very proud of it, and you say, hey, your hair looks nice today. Nowadays, that's considered rape culture. How dare that you actually look at that? How dare that you make a comment like that because you are looking at me and you're raping me with your eyes? Isn't that the culture that we have today? In some cases, unfortunately, now we have business owners that don't want to do a closed-door meeting, maybe a one-on-one evaluation with their coworkers or their employees that may be a female because they're concerned about what may come out of that if someone claims a rape or a sexual assault in that closed-door meeting and there's no witnesses around. They're concerned, so they don't want to be a part of it. Now we've gone to the point, instead of just like every other issue, that we've sidestepped the real issue by focusing on, I don't know, traditional families, happy-go-lucky families, respect for one another, the golden rule, treat each other as you'd like to be treated yourself, that we've sidestepped it, which, by the way, that solves both the rape culture issue and the whole mass shooting and gun issue, because we're looking at the personality and the persona of the foundation of someone's life as opposed to looking at what they're doing. Are we going to ban male anatomy because there are men that do bad things to women? No. And you can't do that, just like you're never going to be able to get rid of guns. Funny how that works, right? But they always look towards the wrong answers. There's an opinion piece that came out and talked about the screaming lectures about rape culture, consent, no means no, women's blogging about what men do that women don't like, etc. The world's still full of chauvinistic pigs who think women's sole purpose on the planet Earth is to be their little desires of what adults do. Harvey Weinstein was but one branch of a sexual assault tree, practically proven by a plethora of harassment and abuse stories, which flooded out of Hollywood more abundantly than all lady remakes. With a key difference, we actually cared about the former. The hashtag MeToo movement came next, a sequel of the salacious origin story that many throwbacks to the original cast, starting with the women and men coming forward with their abuse stories in Hollywood. We have now the MeToo movement. We have now the movement to change the country, repeal the Second Amendment, and be able to get rid of all of your guns. Neither one of them focusing on the appropriate thing. And let me ask you something. While we talk about the protection of a family, while we talk about the protection of a woman because of this quote-unquote rape culture that's going around in society, and every woman is subject to it, and every man is nothing more than a chauvinistic pig that has way too much testosterone, that abuses women left and right, and that's all their sole purpose is on the face of the earth. Who's actually protecting them? Is it the progressive that says men are evil and we should hate all men? Or is it the conservative that says, you know what, here's a firearm, protect yourself? One of the fastest growing demographics of the Second Amendment and advocates of the Second Amendment are women. One of the second fastest growing demographics is the LGBTQ community, because they feel like they have been victimized as well. And let me ask you something. Do we start playing the victim and start banning individuals who are non-LGBTQ members? We've seen that on college campuses on some. Hey, let's start segregating the dorms to where we need to live around individuals of the LGBTQ community ourselves, because if we live near someone in another dorm room next to us that's not part of that community, they don't understand, they're homophobics, they hate us, they don't care for us, yada, 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 and we can't live around that, because then that would be the trigger warning and I would feel very uncomfortable. Even though they never talked to them in their entire life, I would feel like a victim. Which one's actually more, which one actually helps out more? Which one actually does more good? Is it the one that says, here's a firearm, protect yourself, and let's learn how to use it and be responsible with it? Or is it the individual that says, I'm a victim, we should start banning everybody that I don't like? As we talk about women, as we talk about minorities, come on, Martin Luther King had a firearm for protection. As we talk about minority groups or women or gender differences or people who want to be different in society, or maybe they're being persecuted, name one nation in the Middle East to where the minorities that are getting persecuted, the Christians that are getting slaughtered, the people that are getting having genocide committed upon them, name one of them that actually has the right to keep and bear an arm and protect themselves and fight when someone tries to block, knock in their doors, round up their family, slaughter their family, and then throw them off a five-story building. Name one of them that actually has the right to keep that firearm. We are such a unique nation. We're such an important nation. We're such a beautiful nation to where the Second Amendment protects the First Amendment. So that way, when we're sitting here on this radio show and we say something that maybe the government or progressives or the fringe minority do not like, they're not able to come in and barge into the studio, round me up, and then never hear from me again. Because we have the right to do that. And the reason we have that right is because we have the right to protect ourselves and defend ourselves when someone tries to silence that. And we will never let that go. Just as they said yesterday, they wanted to try and repeal the Second Amendment. Let them try, because it will never happen. The fringe are fringe ideologists, if I can talk, and they will never get that agenda across. There are too many guns. There are too many individuals that want to protect themselves, women being one of them. For the progressive side that says they're about women and women's rights and protecting the women from an evil rape culture, I say, what have you done to actually protect those women, other than take the guns away and tell them to urinate on themselves? Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up today. It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
We've all seen the news. Mass shootings and terror attacks can happen anywhere at any time. London, Paris, New York, Vegas. And after every tragedy, the politicians blame the very people who need protection the most. You and me. You hear it on this program all the time. Our political system is not only unfair, it's leaving responsible citizens like you at risk. But now you can finally fight back. It's called the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide from the USCCA, and it's 100% free. You can claim yours for a very limited time at armedandresponsible.com. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. It's packed with everything the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to know. Plus, it comes with a bonus audiobook that I recorded for you so you can listen whenever you want. You can claim yours in seconds. It's 100% free, and for a very limited time, you'll also get a bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, what's happening? Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Again, today it is a Thursday. By the way, happy almost Easter to you. This is going to be the last time I get to chat with you before the Easter holiday, so happy Easter to everybody. Happy Passover if you are Jewish in that sense, whatever religion you may be, happy whatever to you, and enjoy the holiday. Really the first big one since the beginning of the year, other than, of course, St. Patrick's Day, which is by far the greatest holiday in the entire year. So that one does kind of elevate to a whole nother level. But happy Easter, happy Passover, happy great holidays to you throughout this weekend. Enjoy it. Hopefully, you can maybe take off a Friday and or a Monday for the holiday. I want to tell you about another opportunity for you to get the mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. We all hear about the mass shootings, the terrorist attacks that happen all over the place, and they happen more frequently, unfortunately, now. Whether it's the sensationalism of it, whether they're getting traction, whether we're just getting scared and we're running away from what can actually stop it, whatever the case is, there's more shootings, there's more attacks happening all over the place. You remember the big one in London and Paris and New York and Vegas, and after every single tragedy, what do? They don't point their fingers at the bad guys. They always find ways to blame the very people who need the protection the most from these actual attacks, which is you and I. And you hear it on this program all the time that our political system is not only unfair, but it's leaving responsible citizens like you and I at risk. But now you finally can fight back. And it's called the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide from the USCCA. It's 100% free. I don't know where you can get this kind of information free 90 free, but you actually can here. You can claim yours for a very limited time at armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Here's what you'll learn. You'll learn what we really need to know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies to stop a shooter, and a heck of a lot more. It's packed with everything the anti-gun lobby doesn't even want you to know, because they want you to be scared. They want you to be in panic mode. They want you to look towards them for the answers. They want you to be like the marchers at the March for Our Lives over the weekend that said, "Government, you failed us. Please do something about it because you need to solve it for me instead of me doing it myself." That's what they want you to know. Along with this, you also get the bonus audiobook so you can listen whenever you want to. You can claim yours in seconds. It's 100% free. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do this for a very limited time. Plus, you'll get your bonus security checklist for your office, your school, your church, wherever you go on a frequent basis. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Check it out today. You're not going to want to miss that. All right. Armedamericanradio.org is Mark's website. You can find me, kqamradio.com. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters today. As we talk about the females who want to protect themselves, the women who want to protect themselves, whether it's with their family, I don't know, the guys are at work, the wife's out with the kids, they're going grocery shopping, they're walking in the park, they're playing at the playground, maybe they're just at home and someone tries to violate, someone tries to harm them, someone tries to do something, the guy can't be around all the time. Women, you're strong. That's what we love about you. My wife's extremely strong. She owns more guns than I do, which is fantastic. She owns a bigger truck than me, which is fantastic. I find that extremely attractive. There's a lot of women like that that are very strong. And women need to be strong. They always say the conservatives and Republicans, they always hate women and that we abuse women and that we take advantage of women and we want them to be the little housemaker and that we don't want them to do anything and we try and keep them down. But I tell you what, a guy is only strong as the neck that turns the head, and that neck is the woman right there because she's the brains of the operation and she's the one that makes anything happen. Whether they work a dual income and they both work on separate jobs or whether she stays at home or whether he stays at home, she's kind of the brains of the operation. Come on, guys, admit it. Admit it. You know that's what's going on. And we need to protect our sanctuary and our home more than anything else. There's actually a new, as we talked about the women being one of the largest growing demographics of guns, there's actually new, and I've never heard of this before. And the whole leggings thing, people walking around in the leggings, the really tight, like almost yoga pants or yoga shorts or whatever they are. But the leggings where people jog in. And Tommy Lahren actually came out and had an endorsement with this and showed some pictures of wearing leggings to where you could fit a handgun and or a knife in these leggings. And I found it kind of interesting where you can jog, you can work out, you can do whatever you want to, and it's covered up and it's snug to you to where it's not going to go anywhere. But at the same time, if you need it, it's there for you. And it's called the Alexo Athletica Leggings. And I've never heard of this before, but I saw it actually just a couple hours before the show to where now women who enjoy the leggings, who like to work out, who like to go do their thing, they, if they have the creeper that's running next to them trying to do something, if they're wearing that when they go shopping, whatever they do, they can protect themselves with the handgun. So I find that kind of interesting. And it really brings up an entire accessory apparel option for women at the same time that the progressives are saying we just want to hate men. So let me ask you something again. Which side is actually being more productive and actually producing more options for women to actually do something to protect their lives, to protect their families, to protect their children? Which side's actually doing it? Is it the side that's sitting there marching with the signs that are probably, you know, burning their bras or something and saying, hey, we hate men because you raped me by looking at me and saying that I had nice hair and pretty shoes today? Or is it the side that said, hey, you know what, no matter what apparel that you may like to wear, let's find a way for you to conceal a weapon on you and protect yourself? There's a big difference between those two, isn't there? 1 point for conservatives, right? Check. 1 point for the conservatives, 1 point for the NRA, 1 point for the gun advocates, again, in society. Yeah, baby. We're winning left and right. They can never catch up. Every time they try and gain any type of momentum with the blue wave that's coming in for the elections, they're never going to win because we're always one step ahead of them. Now, try and say that we're going to ban all firearms when the women are saying, wait a second, I'm going to hold it in my purse. I'm going to hold it in my sleeve. I'm going to hold it in my boots, or I'm going to put it in my leggings because I don't want to be raped. And actually, the title of that story that I had read earlier was the fact that I carry, so I don't have to be, I don't have to say hashtag me too. Because what's more effective? Saying hashtag me too, I've been victimized, or saying I could have been, but thank God I was carrying a firearm and I protected myself. Which one's more productive? Which side does something as opposed to the other side that plays the victim? I think the answers are clear. And maybe we should start using that. What do you think? Maybe we should start using arguments like that, that when they start saying we need to ban firearms, we need to ban weapons of war, right? That's what they say. Weapons of war. Then we can turn around and say, wait a second, weapons of war also include handguns because the military uses handguns just as much as they use any type of machine gun or assault rifle or long rifle or bazooka or whatever else they use. They always have a handgun strapped to their waist. And oh, by the way, what do you suggest we do to defend those women that are actually getting assaulted? Because if you know, oh yeah, college campuses, the big rape culture where all the men are there nothing to do nothing more than try and rape all the girls on campus, right? That's what it is. That's what you hear about. It's not true, but that's what you hear about. Why would you send, by the way, your girls to a rape culture environment like a university unless you actually trusted it? Because it's a very small population, but yet they try and make it to be a bigger deal. So, but then they say, no guns on campus. Well, wait a second, I'm sending my young daughter into a supposedly war zone of a rape culture, yet no guns. Oh, what are you going to do to protect yourself? What is their response? Yeah, we should probably urinate on yourself, and that way they're disinterested. Really? And they have to go through that abuse. They have to go through that beating. They have to go through whatever they have to go through because of that. I don't buy it. We, my friends, are on the winning side. We've always been on the winning side. We will always be on the winning side. And no matter what they try, no matter what kind of shenanigans they march for, yell really loudly, or protest, we will always be two steps, three steps, four steps ahead of them. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up. We'll shift gears a little bit when we come back. Stay tuned in to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Man, we just have way too much fun on this program. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. One more day today before he gets back in the seat tomorrow for a Friday and then going into Easter Sunday. So it's a great holiday. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to everybody. Hopefully you enjoy. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is his website. My website, KQAMRadio.com. You can check me out as we love to have fun talking about the Second Amendment, advancing conservatism, advancing the Second Amendment on a daily basis. Let's shift gears just a little bit here. There's a new study coming out from Forbes in an opinion piece. Any study of gun violence should include how guns save lives. Now, first off, I'm pretty sure, I may be talking crazy here, but I'm pretty sure that there's been a lot of studies on gun violence, because we keep track of gun violence every day. I don't know if you're aware or not, but over the weekend, just in Chicago again, one killed, 19 wounded, including, by the way, a 15-year-old boy. Anybody talking about that? Was the March for Our Lives happening anywhere in the country saying, wait a second, a person died, 19 injured, a 15-year-old boy was severely wounded because of a shooting that happened in Chicago where there's not supposed to be any firearms? Did anybody talk about that? No. No, they didn't. Of course not. No one's talked about it. No one's thought about it. Maybe other than the local news in Chicago where they just look it over and just breeze past it and just say, ah, it happens every weekend anyways. What do you do? In the place where there's not supposed to be any guns. That's the world that we would get to see if they actually advance their agenda. So they talk about, let's do a study. Because the government's all about studies, right? We're about researching things. We're about studying things. We're about trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of what's actually happening in the world, right? I mean, I remember, what was it, a few years ago? Gosh, it was 6-7 years ago. There was a study done by one of the Barack Obama omnibus bills where they had signed this major spending bill on this. It was the big porculous bill. There's so much crap in there. And one of it was for $200 or $300 million for the study on why members of the LGBTQ community actually dressed really nicely and actually tried to attract their partner, and why men in this community actually dressed way nicer than guys who are heterosexual, and then why women didn't dress up that nicely and why they kind of quote unquote let themselves go. Now, that's not me. That's me paraphrasing what the study was for, which I found intriguing, which we could probably all guess that. Just the fact that guys are very physically attracted and women are not so much. So if they're with another woman, then they don't necessarily care what their looks are, as opposed to guys are really physically attractive and that's what they look for. So if I don't understand why we had to spend $200 or $300 million on this. The other thing that the government does when they come to their studies is that they already have the answer for the end results. Now, usually before, way back when we called actual regular science science, without the government infiltration in there, when you would do a study, then the scientists would have a hypothesis. They'd have an idea of what they wanted to do. They had a general direction of what they thought the study would lead to. And then after they did the whole thing, they would compare what they thought would happen compared to the actual results. And they do it with a few different scenarios, and they tried a few different times. And then they would compare and contrast, and they come back out at the end and say, yep, that's about what we did. And yep, that's about what we thought would happen. And then, ha, look at this study. It verified what we thought. Or they would come back and say, wow, totally didn't expect that. Totally different result here. But this is what the result had. Nowadays, that's not how it works, especially if you're getting a federal government grant. Nowadays, it don't work that way. Nowadays, when you actually want to do a study, they say, this is the result we want at the end. Figure out how to do the study so that way it comes out with that result so we can promote that result at the end. And that way we can say that we did a study to validate what we've been trying to say for a long time. So don't worry about trying to actually do it the proper way necessarily. Just do a study with the outcome being this so we can promote it. And I wonder if they'd use the same when it comes to the gun violence studies that they're trying to do at the federal government. Now, the big omnibus bill that happened last week, and everybody was all up in arms about it, and I understand people are frustrated. I was not necessarily a fan of it myself because it was a lot of spending. What, $1.3 trillion in spending for the next 6 months? However, I've been advocating for the fact that it's really not that big of a deal. It's going to be okay because now we're not going to have to worry about them threatening a government shutdown. Not going to have to worry about them worrying about whether they have to focus on ridiculousness in the government, and we can actually focus on appropriations bills for the next year. We can start consolidating, we can start cutting spending, we can start reforming our spending habits, and we can actually look at the 12 different appropriations categories. And that's good news to me. To me, that's the bigger piece of the pie that we need to be focused on. That is the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the direction we're headed to. And if we get sidetracked by ridiculousness of another spending bill or another potential government shutdown or whatever it is, then we're not going to be able to focus on what we need to focus on. That's been my take on this. A lot of people disagree, and I'm okay with that. But in that bill, there was the argument that there was going to be a bunch of anti-gun legislation, and that's not the case. The NRA came out, and they made their public statement and said, no, actually, all it does is guarantee the right for them to have the funding to do a gun violence study. That's all it did. Yes, you can have the money to do the gun violence study. It was not actually saying that along with the gun violence study, they would allow to do any type of gun control. That's not what was included in that bill. According to Forbes, currently the federal government's Center for Disease Control and Prevention is restricted by Congress from using tax money to promote gun control. Some legislators want to remove this funding restriction. Separate from the federal government, the state of California has created a gun violence research center. And the state of New Jersey is considering establishing a similar program. Similarly, the university professors such as David Hemingway of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center have called for more federal funding on gun violence research. Why do we need more gun violence research? Many gun rights advocates are wary of such research, fearing it will be used to fuel partisan political agendas, which is true, of course. The 1990s CDC official even stated that their goal was to create a public perception of gun ownership as something, quote, dirty, deadly, and banned. We know what their agenda is. It's the federal government, for crying out loud. If you have rights, they're going to find a way to either tax it, regulate it, or subsidize it. Come on. We know what their end goal is. The question is, why do we need to do another gun violence study? Why do we need to do another research when it comes to gun violence? Let me give you some facts here. Can we do that ourselves? We could do it just by looking on what's called Google in the interweb, and then maybe we could actually do something productive. So let's read off some gun violence stats and facts for individuals that are in the government who may have a hard time doing this study that's probably going to cost them $500+ million, and then we can do it appropriately. Number one, there are more than 350 million guns in circulation in the United States, approximately 113 guns for every 100 people. That means there's a lot of guns in the nation. There's stat number one for you. Check that off your nice little $100 million grant that would have spent for you to research that. 1.7 million children live with unlocked, loaded guns. One out of three homes with kids actually have guns. Now, I know that's a very scary stat for some, that they're unlocked, loaded guns. Whatever will we do? One out of three homes actually have guns with children in them. Not necessarily a bad thing, but that's the realism of the situation. Assault-style weapons, here's some fun little goodies for you, are responsible for a minority, a minority, of gun deaths in the United States, but have become the weapon of choice for the assailant whose intent is chaos and casualties. In November of 2017, a review of mass shootings in the U.S. was done, and here's the kicker for you. In a 36-year period from 1982 to 2017, 95 mass shootings have occurred, which approximately 76 semi-automatic handguns and 85 assault weapons and weapons with high magazine capacities were recovered. Let me read that again for you. In a 36-year period, 95 mass shootings, 76 semi-automatic handguns, and 85 assault weapons were used in a 36-year period. So let's break down the numbers for you, shall we? Two mass shootings on average per year in that 36-year span, two semi-automatic handguns per year on average, if you break it up averagely, and 2.3 assault weapons have been used in a 36-year period per year. That would be a total, by the way, of confiscation for those 76 automatic, semi-automatic handguns and 85 assault weapons. That would be a total of 161 firearms total out of the 350-plus million firearms in the United States. The listen up, Grants, here's this for you, is a 0.00046% of all firearms in the United States. Tell me how we have a gun epidemic in this nation, and tell me why guns are the problem. Unbelievable. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Are we almost done already? Is it seriously going by that fast? Good God, I thought we just got it started. We need more time, baby. We're going to have to tell Mark to extend his show a little bit on these daily defense hours. Welcome back in. Andy Hoosier filling in. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is his website. KQAMRadio.com is mine. I'm Andy Hoosier. Love being able to fill in for you on a Thursday. We don't have to keep reminding you, but I need to remind you about it because, well, I mean, come on, the average attention span for individuals is like 17 or 18 seconds at a time. So, hey, let's wake up and make it happen. We all know those mass shootings and terrorist attacks can happen anywhere at any time. London, Paris, New York, Vegas, along with these school shootings, no matter what's going on. And after every tragedy, you know what the politicians do. They blame you and I when we're the ones trying to protect ourselves from that. The misdirection, the scarecrow arguments, that's what they use every single time. And you hear it right here on this program with Mark all the time, every day, that our political system is not only unfair, but it's leaving responsible citizens like you at risk. But now you can finally fight back. It's called the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide from the USCCA, and it's 100% free, baby. You can claim yours for a very limited time. I don't know how they're able to get you all this stuff free. It's awesome. It's so cool what these guys do with USCCA. Armedandresponsible.com. Again, it's armedandresponsible.com. You can learn what really to know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, how proven strategies to help stop a shooter, and a heck of a lot more. It's packed with everything the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to know. Plus, it comes with the bonus audio book, so that way you can listen whenever you want to. You can claim this in seconds. All you got to do is type in the email address. It's 100% free. Free 90 free, baby. There's nothing better. And for a very limited time, you'll also get the bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. I'm a numbers guy. Personally, I love numbers. I love being able to read numbers. I love understanding the numbers because feelings and emotion don't get you anywhere except for in, you know, a relationship. But that doesn't get you anywhere when it actually becomes, you know, going into your career, when it's actually trying to save the community, when it's actually trying to save the nation, when it's doing anything productive in that sense. Emotion needs to stay out of it, which is why I never understood why we're listening to a bunch of high school children who do not understand constitutionalism, who do not understand the gun background check process, who do not understand the process of purchasing a firearm on a normal basis, and they're sitting out there saying we need to reform the gun programs and the background checks and the gun purchases and the loopholes for the gun shows and yada, yada, yada. We're hearing about them, but yet they're not saying anything that makes any sense. And we poked a little fun at that yesterday, but they're not making any sense. But yet it's the emotional sensationalism. So here's some facts for you again. As we talked about earlier with the women protecting themselves and the common sense that goes along with that as well, if we're going to start banning guns and banning the Second Amendment because we're going to misdirect and we're going to go around the obvious issue and start going after the firearms, why don't we hold the Second Amendment as sacred as the First Amendment? Why don't we? It's so old, we need to repeal it. AR-15s aren't protected by the Second Amendment. You hear this all the time. And the argument that I've been making is, why don't we do the same for the First Amendment? If you're going to say that, why are you doing it on TV? Why are you doing it on social media? When obviously that wasn't around in 1776, 1775, when this started being a discussion, when we started talking about these things, why are we doing it now? So maybe we should look at some of the online social media stuff, shall we? How about online and social media bullying? 55% of teenagers have been bullied online. 30% experienced cyber threats. You remember the case, what was it, nationally, that happened 6 months, 8 months, a year ago, about the girlfriend-boyfriend, where the boyfriend had suffered from depression for a long, long time. The girlfriend was out to get a lot of attention and encouraged her boyfriend through text messages and phone calls to commit suicide so that way she could get a lot of the grieving and she could get a lot of the attention because she was just absorbed in the attention seeking. Remember that? That happens more than we'd like to admit. 30% of teenagers experience cyber threats. 25% of teenagers are bullied repeatedly through cell phone and internet when it comes to social media. And oh, by the way, the teenage suicide rate between the age of 15 and 24 years old averages about 13 per 100,000. Teenage suicide rates. Now, we've talked about how many young children have guns around the household and around in their surrounding areas, but does that actually mean that they've actually committed suicide or that they've actually had an accidental firing or that there's actually been a gun go off that's killed a child? It's a very small percentage. And if we want to look at it realistically, the average of 13 per every 100,000 teenagers actually commit suicide or are close to committing suicide. Roughly 25 million individuals that are in that age group, which means that with that ratio, that's close to just over 300,000 a year. 300,000 a year, and we're worried about guns. We're worried about guns where there's an average of 250 to 300 deaths per year by any type of gun. And 2% of those total deaths, by the way, are by assault rifles. 6,000 total by guns right there. We're talking about minuscule numbers comparatively when we talk about the problem we have with the young generation. What's the epidemic? What's the problem we really need to focus on? But they don't want to hear those numbers. No one wants to hear those. No one wants to talk about those numbers. The fact that we're talking about a percentage of the teenage population, 13 out of one every 100,000. 300,000 a year either commit suicide or close to committing suicide, largely because of the fact that they've been bullied or cyberbullied online. But yeah, we're worried about the guns. It's unbelievable how we build up these scarecrows and we built up this mentality of scary, scary things, and then we actually go after the wrong agenda. It's unbelievable. I've never seen absurdity like that. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is Mark's website. You can check out all his info. By the way, I find it quite ironic. I love this. Michigan Build Your Own AR-15 class provokes backlash as we talk about trying to ban the evil, scary AR-15. Oh, let me try that again. Oh, wait a second. Let's try this one more time, shall we? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Michigan, build your own AR-15 class. Out of Marshall, Michigan, a Michigan gun store owner shrugged off the criticism and went ahead with a class that teaches people how to build their own AR-15 semi-automatics. It's a $75 class with close to $800 they invest into building the parts or getting the parts. They come to the class, they teach them how to build their own. This is more of what we need. We need to take the offense here. We are more of the reactionaries in a lot of cases when it comes to the political issues, especially when it comes to talk radio, especially when it comes to political agendas. Republicans, for whatever reason, are more the reactionaries instead of the actual offense, go get her done and stop it, and it's dead in its tracks. If that was the case, we would have a Republican majority in both chambers right now at the federal level that actually would do something other than spend a heck of a lot more money. We would actually have Obamacare repealed by now. We would have national reciprocity voted in by now. We would have major things done rather than being the reactionaries. We're great when it comes to obstructing. We're great when it comes to actually trying to say that we don't like what Democrats are doing, and if you vote us in power as the majority, then we'll actually stop what they're doing. We're great at saying that. But once we get in that position, we're really bad at actually leading and taking charge of the situation, and we have to start doing that. As the political activist, as the radio enthusiast or the radio host even, we need to start looking at how to stop things. And Mark does this phenomenally. He knows what's coming. He calls it. Hey, these guys are going to go after your guns in this way this time. Guess what? It happens. Hey, they're going to expose themselves because they're a bunch of absurd individuals that have no idea what they're doing. Done. It starts happening. And we need to be a little proactive on this. This is the way that we can do it. While they're talking about trying to ban the gun, while they're talking about trying to limit the amount of AR-15s, this is what we do. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. I am going to build my own. In the state of Missouri, there was a baseball team, I believe it was, a baseball team that it was doing a fundraiser by giving away an AR-15 as a raffle for them to go on a baseball tournament trip. Got backlash for that. Here in the state of Kansas, in the 2nd Congressional District, a candidate actually is raffling off an AR-15 for the campaign. Got backlash. Don't care. Still going to be doing it. This is what we can continue to do. We can make a difference. We can do something great. We can ignore the progressive fringe that has a loud voice, and we can advance it by our actions, not by our words. And that's what we love to do here. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. It is such an honor for me to be able to sit in and listen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Mark will be back tomorrow. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.